We're back again. It's your Festival Angels, and we're reporting back from the Auckland Writers Festival 2016. This has been the second full day of public program, and myself, Muwata, Roberta and Marsha have been attending sessions, flitting in and out of Aotearoa Centre, running hither and thither, busy writing blog posts, and we're going to talk a little bit about what our highlights from today were, and then we're going to say what we're looking forward to tomorrow. So, Roberta, we'll start with you. What was your best thing from today?
Well, Moata, my best thing was the first thing that I went to, and it was one that I had been looking forward to right from first seeing the program, and that's Barbara Brooks talking about her epic work called A History of New Zealand Women. Not to say that the second one wasn't good. It was four authors reading from their own works, and that's always very special to hear an author reading from their own writing. It was thoroughly enjoyable. The third one that I went to is the one where I'm going to establish a new rule for all bloggers. When you attend a festival, you must go to one event where A, you don't know the author, and B, you have no idea about the topic that the author is going to be talking about. I'd never heard of this author. His name is Jonathan Gill Harris, and I didn't know anything about the topic either. The title of his book is called The First Ferengis. It could have been a sports car for all I knew. In fact, it ended up being a book about people who ended up in India in the sort of 15th, 16th century and became Indian themselves, and how this came about. So I'm just hanging that out there as a challenge for future bloggers at the festival. Do this. It's really great.
I thoroughly agree with you. One of the things that I went to today was an author that I had never heard of before, had not read anything by him, a man called Michael Grant. He's an American writer of young adult fiction. And he was great. He was just really open about talking about how he writes, very unprecious about it and generous with what he was talking about. And he had a great sense of humor. He was very funny. And also it came about that he really likes librarians, and that's the sole reason he said that he doesn't put swearing in his books, because he doesn't want school librarians and librarians to catch grief from irate parents. But he does come from the US, where I get the sense that that might be more of an issue than here. But definitely my highlight for today would have to be Gloria Steinem, who has just had this incredible life. And she's just got such a commitment to equality of the sexes and building communities for women. And, you know, she was there when Martin Luther King made his historic I Have a Dream speech. Just the places that she's been, the people that she's spoken to. She's just had this incredible life. But there was one thing that she said that I thought was quite funny. She's talking about how she gets middle-aged women coming up to her now quite alarmed, saying, "My daughter doesn't know who you are," as if that's like a problem in terms of their being a feminist. And she said, "But does she know who she is? Because that's the whole point." And that kind of encapsulated for me that session and what she was all about. So yeah, that would have to be my favourite thing from today. How about you, Marsha?
Thank you, Moata. Yes, I had quite exciting day myself as well. Well, how can't you if you're in Auckland? It was sort of an educational day for me, because in the morning I attended Liz Bichon, and she taught me, along with all the rest of the crowd, how to doodle and how to illustrate, and not just how to doodle on the paper, but also on bananas, toast, and shoes. So that was quite amusing. Then I attended James Marlon's session, and he was talking a lot about how to create and find various voices that work together in a novel. So he was talking a lot about finding the voice, finding the character's voice, which I think is one of the main features of 21st century novels still. Then I attended David Eggleton's workshop on how to write a review, and I was amazed by his passion, and I really like when he said that he writes reviews because of the books and for the books and for the readers, and that's the most important thing. and purpose of the review. The surprise of today was a session with Tusiata Avia and Maxine Beniba Clark. And I think it happened the same to me as it happened to you two, going to a session that you've never heard of anyone before. And they were so genuinely enthusiastic about each other. They actually showed how to find a friend among writers, which I think is very rare. All the other sessions are usually about a singular person. They were sort of having a conversation and promoting each other in very cute ways. So they were like two little girls being very shy about each other's work and just so excited. So they were like, oh, please read your poem. I can't wait you to read your poem. So that was really, really sweet.